participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And that weak ass story is the best you can come up with.
Show me the money.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who you brought in?
From our home station, WJFK, Washington, 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Call the tape recorder. What's the listen line? Let's dial up and see what's happening on WNEW right now.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
During our show. That up for me, Rob? Let's listen, shall we?
I bet there's something good on.
A real good show, probably.
I think.
Oh, there he is, Schoolhouse Bully, Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
We got it, Rob. What are you doing? It's
not going through.
It's not going through.
What do you want? Just buy it on the hotline.
Sometimes he does things just because he's Rob. He's got a number where he can press 9 to get an outside line.
Right.
And sometimes that takes a couple extra seconds.
Yes.
He could save himself a step if he just went to the hotline
where you dial directly.
Yeah, but anyway, he's Rob. Never mind.
I frankly don't think Wendell's taking this seriously enough.
To save her.
Yeah, we're going to save her. We're going to save a life today. We're going to save a life today on the show.
Finally. Save the life of Deborah Dean.
Wonderful.
So we've got to save her.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about Deborah over the years on the show. She's one of our favorites.
This sounds like the episode where Deborah was stuck in the elevator.
Yes.
Great segment.
Well, came back for another tour, as many people do here at WJFK.
Yeah, they all leave and they all come back.
That's all they do. But now
you better turn that off.
I could hear the segment again and again.
You might be leaving that elevator shaft.
I'm just curious what's on WAW in New York right now.
Let's just see if there's any methane.
Hello.
Depends on whether she had lunch.
Hey, Colette, it's Don and Mike.
Hi,
is Deborah dead?
No.
Is she still trapped?
All right, well, there you have it. That's what what's being heard in New York.
Right now. On WNEW. So, 877-692-1027.
Very good.
From New York. And Philly, your phone number is coming soon. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
We've been real good all week.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hey, Gabe, I haven't heard from you for a while.
Gabe sounds a little sluggish today,
a little low key. What's up, Gabe?
I'm kind of sad, Buzz. I miss you up here.
I've missed you too, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, we understand that we just heard.
Yeah.
Right now, Deborah Dean is stuck in an elevator on our show.
Great segment.
You know, the interesting thing about that, I was commenting to Rob about Deborah Dean immediately before the show, and I was so motivated that I actually said hi to Deborah. Because I believe that the world record holder for walking down the hallway.
Sure. It's the world is her treadmill.
Is Deborah Dean. Deborah Dean does more walks, and Deborah Dean does something no one else does. Well, he does it.
Yeah.
That guy might be, you know what, he might be in front of Deborah Dean. But Deborah Dean gives a plaintive look.
Yes.
A chipmunk in the headlight, not a deer, look every time she looks into this studio, and it drives me nuts.
Frankly, Mike, they're all walking by because they're all wondering if we're here.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
we're here
for the duration.
We've been here all week.
Yeah.
Do you think there's people in New York that think Deborah Dean is just powerfully unlucky and is stuck in an elevator again?
No, I doubt that. But there are some real record holders as far as walking by. We in the studio here in Washington, we have this little glass window
right. That
looks out onto the main hallway that goes down to the lobby, and it goes down to the bathrooms, and those are the only bathrooms in the building. So all the salespeople go by, but some of them literally spend their day walking back and forth.
Well, you know, of course, the emperor of the hall is gone.
Yes, David Heinlein.
No. Andy Rice.
Oh, Andy Rice he was another big... But David Heinlein was the... David Heinlein would go to the bathroom 18 to 20 times during our show.
He had a bladder issue.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he had a bowel issue.
Yeah. Something to do with, where you eat and drink food and where it comes out.
You know, I would go once a day, and it wouldn't matter whether it was, it's back when we were doing afternoons, it wouldn't matter whether it was 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30.
He's there.
David Heinlein would be there because he spent most of his time there.
He's there.
He should have had a phone in there.
And right. Do you remember when he would be in there? Brushing his teeth, too?
Oh, yeah. Tim McWilliams, I think, another one of the toothbrushing sales guys.
What's do you do that, Buzz?
Hygiene is important. No, you can never have clean enough teeth.
But I mean, I think bringing your toothbrush to work is dumbass.
You brush your teeth at work?
No, I don't.
Good
I
brush, for you, Buzz.
Have you ever brushed your teeth at work?
No, never.
Hey, you and I have done the prep for like shows and stuff, but I don't think we ever tend to do our mouths.
I've brushed my teeth with love before the show.
Thank you.
Who's love?
Frida's.
Frida's love.
Frida's love.
That's funny.
Comes in tube form.
Brush the teeth with love.
Yeah, Gabe, what can we do for you?
Don, the best thing you could do for me is to bring Buzz back.
Oh, what do you mean?
Bring all of you back, but mostly bring Buzz back to me.
Well, Gabe, all we can do is ask that you call radio station WNEW and ask them what they're doing.
Yes.
Color it done, Mr. Geronimo.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Gabe.
Color it done.
Bye, there Buzz.
Bye,
everybody.
Gabe.
I forgot Gabe was a New York listener, and that's why he's feeling a little sluggish.
Right.
Just dial.
Just dial.
Mm-hmm.
Just dial. Hello, Donna, Mike's show.
I had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Before this whole mess happened, you had one of the greatest games ever, Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber. Is that coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got it all. Yeah. All the stuff is there for Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, it'll come when the moment is right.
Good.
But we're loaded and we're ready to play Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
So very good.
Okay?
I'll hear him say, winner, again.
All right, winner.
Gotta
wait. You just gotta wait.
Thanks.
And as a matter of fact, Rob, don't do it. Don't do it.
You know, I love the listener. I love to make them happy.
The next time we play Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber will have to be when we get Wendell in here to discuss his upcoming hernia operation.
Yeah. Poor Wendell is going through that hernia situation. He's wearing a truss. And, you know, it looks very attractive outside of his T-shirt. I said, why are you wearing that outside your shirt?
And he had the right answer.
He said, well, because of the Velcro, they warned me that it against the skin. It's going to be very irritating. So, as you can see, and, you know, Wendell's dealing with this hernia. He's wearing that same thing you wore for a while.
Yes, I've worn one of those.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
They're pretty.
Hello.
It's me.
Who?
Brian.
Pardon me?
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, like from the Beach Boys?
Did you see me on the concert in England?
No, I didn't know. Were you on the Queen's concert?
I was on the Queen. I was waving. to you, Don.
All right, goodbye.
They brought him out there.
Brian Wilson.
They must have like a Rolodex of the same old, tired rockers.
Robbie, hold on. You know, I need the teletype sound effect, please. I almost forgot. It's Friday, and it's time for the Newsmaker of the Week. And
always very exciting. Always a very exciting segment on the show.
This, of course, is where we on the Don and Mike Show flex our muscle. Let's face it, we are lowest on the food chain in Infinity Broadcasting.
Yes, we are.
We're lowest on the food chain in showbiz, but once a week, we managed to pool our collective resources and bring you the hottest newsmaker of the week for an exclusive interview.
Always very exciting, and I always miss it when he walks into the room. I never see the newsmaker, so it's always a surprise.
Well, Mike, you're going to be pleasantly surprised this week because our newsmaker has a theme. You don't know who it is yet?
No.
Scooby-Doo.
Hey,
The cartoon dog.
As you know, the movie opens this weekend. And we're joined today on the Don Mike Newsmaker of the Week by a cartoon hero, a pop culture icon, and someone who likes to sniff dogs' buttocks. Please say hello to movie star Scooby-Doo.
Hi, that's White. Hey, why the strange looks? What, you've never seen a giant talking dog before?
No. Scooby, listen. How does it finally feel to be made famous on the silver screen?
Well, about as exciting as the last time I went for a walk in the park and spent most of my time eating other dogs' gigantic Lincoln Logs. Mmm, yummy.
Gigantic?
Yeah. Why do you dogs do that, eating other dogs' Lincoln Logs?
Because we can. Yeah, some humans do it too. Have you ever watched the show Perry Mason? Yep. In another life, I'm pretty sure Raymond Burr was a dog.
What about that other thing that dogs do all the time?
Captain, whatever you're referring to, what, our love of humping sofas or humans' legs?
No, not that, Scooby.
Oh, licking ourselves? That old chestnut? Wait, do you mean the beanbag or the anus?
Well, certainly not the beanbag.
Man, you must mean the Scooby-Doo anus. Do you hear me, Michael Mara? anus.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked. As everyone knows, we do it because we can.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you pleased with the movie, Mr. Doo?
That's Mr. Scooby-Doo to you, Dickweed.
Mr. Doo.
Sorry about that, Mr. Scooby-Doo. Do you like the flick?
Do you like to receive anal?
What kind of answer is that?
Well, the kind you'd expect from a talking Great Dane. I mean, look at me. I'm a gigantic talking dog. What do you expect from me, human? Is the novelty lost on you, mindless human disc jockey? I'm a dog that talks. Now, let me make it easier for you to get. Are you a fan of the hit CBS TV show, Baby Bob?
You bet I am. And how the programming wizards at CBS keep coming up with these top-drawer comedies is beyond me.
Well, first, the baby doesn't talk.
No.
It's computer magic, you know, the same kind that also removes the biological stains from Elliot Gould's trousers.
Okay, I get it. Baby Bob is not really a talking baby.
But I am a talking dog. At least now I'm using my real voice instead of being portrayed by possible terrorist Casey Kasem.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they should profile his ass, you know? His next long distance dedication might be a dirty bomb.
Let's talk about the movie. How are things on the set of the movie Scooby-Doo?
Freddie Prinze Jr. is a tool. Yeah, his father would have been a better choice to play Fred.
Freddie Prinze's father is dead, you talking dog.
I know, stupid human. That's how bad this guy is. Don't you get any of this quality stuff I'm giving you? You're dumber than either Hannah or Barbara.
All right, what about Sarah Michelle Gellar, who plays Daphne?
Sweet piece of human ass. Yeah, she was on me like stink on ass. You know, we did it doggy, but only once.
Why?
Because I'm still officially engaged to Pebbles Flintstone.
Really? Scooby-Doo, the talking dog, you are engaged to Pebbles Flintstone.
Yep. Ever since Bam Bam came out of the closet, we've been together. You know, Fred and Wilma went ballistic when they found out the Bamster was a faggot. You believe that?
That is shocking.
Well, not really. Lots of the tunes are into ass play. You know, Tomcat, Adamant.
No.
Magilla Gorilla.
No.
The Great Gazoo.
Wow.
Joe Jetson and Daughter Judy. All gay.
Again, that is shocking, Scooby-Doo.
Well, the original ending to the Scooby-Doo movie is that Velma is a hermaphrodite. Yes, and it's going to be on the DVD director's cut.
Are you saying that Velma has male and female genitalia?
Does she? Every night as I ate my Scooby snacks, I watched her do herself.
Oh, God.
That's some hot two-dimensional love, baby.
Oh, man. If you're just tuning in, we're joined by famous talking dog and movie star Mr. Scooby-Doo. Sir-Doo, any plans for a sequel if this movie's a hit?
Actually, no. You know, I've seen the film, and you could easily call it a hit if you just add an S to the word.
Oh. Okay, so you're not proud of the work.
Jesus Christ, you freaking tool idiot. I am 30. That's 210 to you. You know, and I've smelled a lot of dog ass since 1972. I'm ready to move on to the next phase of my career.
Are you saying that this movie, Scooby-Doo, smells like dog ass?
If the human shoe fits, wear it, Captain.
Oh, he doesn't like it. So what is the next phase for you, Mr. Talking Cartoon Dog?
Well, I'm doing volunteer work at a clinic near my doghouse.
Oh, here we go.
That's noble. What clinic? Is it a cancer clinic?
Nope. Keep guessing, Don. But here's a hint. We're almost to the end of this bit. We do it the same way every week.
Oh, wait a minute. AIDS?
That's right, you two-legged idiot. AIDS of the full-blown variety, and I've helped a lot of great folks, too.
Care to name names?
Do I? Let's see. Carl Ripken Jr.
Oh, boy.
Tony Siragusa. Rush Limbaugh. Dick Cheney. Dan Rather. Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
Black Peter. Mother Nature. Ozzy Osbourne. You're talking computer voice. Liza Minnelli and her gay husband, David.
No.
Paula Poundstone and her 75 Haitian toddlers. Joe Torre and all the other great newsmakers we've forgotten. Every one of them afflicted, one and all.
What about you, Mr. Scooby-Doo, sir? Have you no full-blown AIDS?
I got dog AIDS.
Oh.
You know, I caught it from Dino Flintstone.
I thought you caught it from Astro Jetson.
No, Astro's clean.
All right, well, listen.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Sir Doo, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Well, maybe for you. This show stinks worse than the steaming pile I left in the newsroom before we started.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hey, Buzz, watch where you step. I'm telling you, man, dog ass is funny. Oh, and Buzz.
Yeah.
I had corn on the cob last night. I had eaten out of a goddamn dish on the floor.
What would you rather eat out of?
Daphne. I'd rather eat out of Daphne. Listen, am I done here? You know, there's a UPS truck out front I want to chase.
This dog humor.
And at 2 o'clock, I'm planning on hanging my head out of the mystery machine as we scream down the highway.
You'll be on your way to more mystery Scooby-Doo?
No. Shaggy and I are going to get laid at a whorehouse. Toodaloo, human two-legged ass.
But Scooby, let's talk about your movie.
Oh, your show sucks. Have a good day. Whoopee.
There he is.
It's a strong ending, boys.
Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
Like the dog stuff. That's good. I gotta go chase the UPS man.
Hey, Scooby!
There he is. What can I say? Every week we manage to know. Generally, we get no celebrities, but as I mentioned, it's one of the week.
Yeah.
We pull them in on Friday. Thank you, Scooby-Doo.
And you guys are, you're troopers. You're hanging in there with that Tony Siragusa thing. Week in, week out. And yeah. you make it. I like it because normally you put it right at the very end. You kind of put it three quarters of the way down this time and then went to the comedy of the chasing the van.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And the head out the window.
Yeah, the head out the window. That works.
I thought it had it all. We had the licking of themselves, the eating of the other dogs.
Leaving the pile in his room.
And I'm scraping my shoe.
There you go.
No, and gay cartoon characters. Yes, really can't miss with that.
You had all the elements there.
Yeah.
Something for the whole family.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Gladys.
Oh,
no. No. Please, no, God.
Hi, Gladys.
Please, hi, Mike.
Please, no.
Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Hi, Gladys. Thank you.
Hi, Buzz. I guess you're a father, too, with your cats, huh?
Yes.
You know, we're just coming off a real good bit. We're getting a real good roll.
See, you get mad at Gladys when she calls after the good bit. I get mad at her when, like, we're going through something really difficult, mm-hmm. and she calls them. That's when I get mad at her. So I'm taking this moment not to be my usual cruel self to her.
Well, Gladys, are you even allowed to call? Yeah.
This is June.
Must be time.
Oh, this is her one call a month?
She's very disciplined.
Yeah, she really... guys live, so...
She really sort of disciplined herself. It's the 14th. Yeah. I mean, so...
Gladys, will you buy me an expensive birthday gift this year?
Oh, Mike.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay.
It may not be expensive. No, then it will
then
be heartfelt.
Then F it. Then F it.
Oh, hey.
John Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
There it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
I gave her a chance.
Well, it might happen.
Troll.
I went to Chicago a couple weeks ago.
I don't care.
Bye, Gladys. Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hello, and now she can't call until July 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make it September. Let's do it quarterly.
You know, God bless her. She's our biggest fan at Wichita.
She is.
Our biggest fan, but we got to put her on double secret probation all the time.
She got like a left hand from you and a right hand from me during that bit.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say, you never noticed that Scooby-Doo sounds a lot like Grandpa Shaq?
You are correct, sir.
That's interesting. What an interesting theory that is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
You know, Dan Snyder and his wife are having a baby. It's due, a baby boy due in August via a surrogate mother in California.
Yes, I believe.
I was wondering if you were going to take the time to interview the baby via the Molly effect.
Now, sir, listen, once again,
right?
Please leave the driving to us. I believe I mentioned on yesterday's show that we do have a baby Molly segment coming up very soon.
Ah.
Which would indicate that you are way ahead of this gentleman.
Okay, then.
Miles ahead.
Excellent.
Okay, how about them Mets then? Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye.
How about them Mets?
How about them Mets?
Donna Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, how you doing? You wanted to know what they're playing in New York today?
Oh, we already know. It's Deborah Dean stuck in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Thank you.
We know that because we called the listen line.
Isn't that a great bit?
That will never gone. Know.
Okay,
well, we went back to listen.
We're about 30 seconds away from another walk down the hallway from Deborah Dean.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Susan from Philadelphia.
Hi, Susan.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And Mike, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
And
it's not for a while yet, isn't it, right?
What?
It's not for another, like, week and a half.
Less than 10 days.
Yeah. Oh, well, I might not get a chance to call by then.
Well, God bless you.
Right. No, I just want to make sure that I wished you a happy, happy birthday.
It's a big one. It's a milestone birthday. How often do you turn 30?
And Buzz?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to wish you a happy Sunday.
Oh, thank you very much.
since Buzz is barren.
Yes.
Oh, and Rob, also a happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Very nice. The disinterested response from Rob. Now, why? Why no courtesy to this woman?
Very nice of you. Thank you.
Thank you. There you
go. He wouldn't like my kind anyway, so.
What do you mean? Why,
what are you dumb?
Now, what is your kind?
Mulatto.
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 Ooh, boy.
So I have children like Buzz.
Oh, I tell you.
What do you mean? Oh, you have. Well, I don't quite get that as I look at Buzz. You have children like Buzz. You mean you have light-skinned,
curly-haired
babies?
Well, they're quadroons.
They're quadroons, like Buzz.
Yes.
Why are you guys so confused by this?
I didn't know.
Everybody
Buzz
on the show knows that Buzz is a quadroon.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, you're going to have to, once again, pull out the chart.
This is Rob's racial chart that he has. And, ma'am, you are a mulatto, which means you are half black, half white.
Half and half.
That's right. 50% is mulatto, follow on the chart.
Right.
Then, should it be a quarter, it is a quadroon. And then, if it's an eighth, it's an octoroon.
Okay,
exactly.
Very good.
Consult your handout.
Absolutely.
All right. Susan, thank you for the call.
You're quite welcome.
And I love mulattoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you too, Mike.
All right.
Okay.
Well, baby.
Bye.
Olé.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
You got that right.
Coffee with cream.
Imagine that.
Olé, olé.
You mate with an octoroon. Now, if my chart is correct, if Mike was to mate with a woman who was an octoroon, he would father a quadroon?
No, it would be a 1/16th. There's no word for that.
Just a maroon. Well, how do you know that? How do you know my makeup, though? You know, you think that I'm all
Mike? Come on, please,
I'm all white.
Please, Michael, Sean, Patrick, O'Mara. Okay.
I guess there's no way, real way
white
around
is
that.
White is white is white. Okay.
Yeah, you can kind of.
I'm
see through me.
I'm blacker than you are.
Yeah.
Rob is blacker than you are.
No, now, excuse me. No, nay, nay.
Might be a tie.
Yeah.
Omer.
You're Rob. No, Rob's whiter than I am. Rob is definitely whiter than I am. Come on. Give me that, please.
All right. But it's very
join
close.
Me for the Farish Auto Show.
Yeah. Okay? I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Rob. Right.
We won't even go there.
Hello, Donna Mike. Oh, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Donna?
Okay, my friend. Hi.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you, I work over at the Pentagon construction site, and Don John is the supplier of our portable toilets over all around the construction site area. So I thought that was kind of selfish, and I got a little bit of white paint and a Mag 44 marker and turned almost all of Don's John into Don and Mike's John.
You know, I'd be prouder to have
Pentagon.
That
Pentagon.
That's great.
And I got all the workers are putting their little comments into it, like, if Don and Mike are fun, go number one. if you like Buzz 2, show some poo. We got it all, man.
You know what's great?
Everybody to add their little comments in. We got Don and Mike's John down at the Pentagon.
Hold on a second. What's great about that, and everybody around the country should know this, is that you guys down there, all the construction guys down at the Pentagon, supremely kicked ass to bring that thing in, to finish a lot of that construction. Hey, what, like a year earlier than they thought it was going to be? I mean, they just kicked ass. They did a great job rebuilding the Pentagon down there. You guys deserve a lot of credit. You really do.
Thanks a lot, man. We get a lot of jokes, man. We love your show down here, man, and
Thank you.
Telling everybody to add their comments to Don and Mike.
No, but I'm going to ask everybody, please, listen.
Guys, and you know, all their little comments.
I don't have many other outside ways to make money. This is one of my outside ways to make money. Frankly, those are my porta potties. I'm the paid endorser.
Right.
And as you know, I endorse no product unless I believe in it. 100%.
It was one of Don's few enterprises where I didn't get a cut of the deal, and it's much like the candy that I have since my old partner, the late Ike, died.
Mike. But you still have the funeral homes together.
Mike,
so.
Did I? Yeah, that's right, Don and Mike funeral home. Correct. And where was that Don and Mike funeral home? Was that in Georgia or something?
It was in Georgia, and somebody sent us a picture of it.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show. Please, turn down your radio.
Hello.
Help us. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, are you on a speakerphone, my challenged friend?
No, I'm not, and I'm not challenged either. I just wanted to call and let you guys know your show's off.
Right.
It's so nice we were able to establish you were an idiot before you said that.
Chance in Philadelphia, too, and I just wanted to let you know that your show really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Nice to know the guy that could not figure out, A, how to turn down the radio, B, how to actually speak into the receiver, had that philosophy.
Hello, yes. Donna Mike Show. No surprise, though.
No, I mean, that exhilarates me when I hear a guy that's that stupid.
I'd like to make a chart for those people.
Yes. Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Like Rob's racial chart.
Sure.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi. I want to get back to this racial chart business here, because it seems like if you have a mulatto marries a black, you end up with a quadroon.
Well, let's go.
What if a mulatto marries a white?
Rob is shaking his head.
I believe if a mulatto married a black...
White, you get a quadroon. What happens if you get a married black?
Technically, if you use mathematics, it would stay a quadroon, I guess.
No, it's three-quarters black, then.
Yeah, that's only if you use common sense, because you're multiplying one quarter times one, so it would remain one quarter.
but it's one quarter
he's
of the
into app. This. That's frightening.
He knows. I don't know. I'll have to check the big book.
A quadroon would be
one quarter.
Yeah.
And that would be the...
That'd be one quarter black.
That would be the son of or daughter of a person that was a mulatto and a white person.
Right.
Or would it be the son or daughter of two mulattoes?
What's the son or daughter of a mulatto and a black person?
Would remain a mulatto, wouldn't it?
Isn't that the Ben Affleck movie that's out right now, The Sum of All Mulattoes? Okay. Goodbye.
Why are we talking about this?
Goodbye.
We get real serious here for a second.
Hold on. Let's seriously, we have Rob, stay on the mic. A mulatto guy on the telephone.
All right, very good.
Who wants to sound straight? Hello?
Hi, guys. The monster is back.
You got me with that. You completely got me with that. That was sublime and sinker.
Hi, Tom.
The monster is back.
Yeah. The monster's back. How do you spell monster?
Watch it.
Now, how do you spell?
M-O-N-D-E-R-Y.
There you go.
Mondery. How do you spell mulatto?
M-O-N-N-E-R-Y.
How about
Monterey?
How about quadroon?
D-E-R-N-E-R-Y.
And Dernery, there seems to be the E. I'd like to point out the three words are M-O-N-D-E-R-Y, M-O-N-N-E-R-Y, D-E-R-N-E-R-Y.
All right, guys, watch it now.
Watch it, Mike.
Wait. Tom, you sound like you're in a bad mood.
Yep, I'm in a good mood, Mike.
Monster's back.
Really? The monster's back. Roar, monster.
Roar!
Fantastic.
How do you spell roar?
R-A-D-O.
Ratto. Ratto. And how do you spell mood? That's an easy one.
M-O-N-E.
Moan.
You got it. All right. Well,
hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom.
Glad you're in a good mood, Tom.
Did you hear about my mom?
Yeah, I'm very sorry, Tom. I did, and I apologize about that. I don't apologize. I didn't.
Oh,
I wasn't responsible
you didn't kill her,
for
Mark.
It. But I'm very sorry. We all express our sympathies to you, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry about your mom, and I hope everything goes well for you. Our prayers are with her, okay?
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah.
And that obviously meant a lot to
him. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I know what Safeway you go to.
I know you do, Tom.
Safeway. All right, Tom.
Rob, when do you go to the Safeway normally? What are your normal hours there so Tom could maybe meet you there?
Well, whenever they actually can fit me into the schedule. I still work as a courtesy clerk occasionally.
All right. Goodbye, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie's here, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Monster's back, guys. Do it on the internet.
Very good.
Bye.
There he goes. Tom had a bit of bad luck recently.
Hello.
Well, he did.
And life goes on.
Did you know that?
No. I was informed. I got to call it home.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to know how fast news travels,
right.
I got to call it home over the weekend.
Wow.
Tom Gavin's mom died. I'm like, why am I being told this at home?
Everybody knows now. That's good.
We Hello.
Want to send flowers.
John? Around.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Carol. We're fine.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I have an answer to the mulatto problem.
Yes. And incidentally, that's what it is. It's a problem.
Well put.
If a mulatto marries a black, the child will still be a mulatto. But if a mulatto marries a white, then it becomes an octoroon.
No, become a quadroon. You're badly qualified.
A quadroon. If you marry a quadroon, then they become an octoroon.
You know, I urge everybody who wants to continue this line of questioning, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Great.
Please call
the Farish Auto Show.
The Farish Auto Show.
With Rob C-Mac. And don't talk about cars. Talk about quadroons.
Quadroons.
Nothing better than for a Manassas dealership to field calls about that.
Octoroon, yeah. Mulatto.
And incidentally, these terms we're bandying about, I mean, really not modern terms at all.
Right? No, no.
So, I mean, terms used basically in the Old South.
They're the 150-year anniversary of these terms.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Well,
I just want to tell you that I love your show.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I've got some information on your newsmaker of the week.
Well, you're Scooby-Doo, sure.
That's right. You know, he's actually Jewish.
How do you know that, sir?
Well, his name before he got into show business was Scooby-Dooby-Jew, and I thought Rob might really be interested in that.
Wow. You did you?
All right,
so you
got to
send him a copy of that movie we watched yesterday.
You know what? Call tomorrow about this time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I like to talk Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey. You know, Don and Mike, even though you got octoroon and quadroon, anyway you cut it.
All right, I think we're done with that, fellas.
Not on that. You know, come on, everybody.
Yeah, well, no surprise.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Save that stuff for wherever it belongs.
2002.
Doesn't belong here.
Whoa. Okay. Go out there.
Hello, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I had a quick question. If an octoroon buys a black VW from Rob, what does that make him?
Satisfied customer.
Satisfied customer,
okay,
Rob said.
Goodbye. Again, this discussion will be continued tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Very good.
On WJFK FM.
Absolutely. We urge you to call and discuss with Rob his many theories.
Now it's time for a call 100.
My God.
And the jackpot, $1,000.
Wow.
With a celebrity burb. It's a man's man. I'll tell you that. The celebrity burper, he's a man's man.
Very good.
And he's got a mane of hair.
Yeah.
He's got one killer mane of hair.
Now, that's kind of a hint right there.
Because I'm telling you, he's a long hair.
A long hair?
He's a long hair.
Wow.
He's a long hair from way back.
Wow.
And that's all I'm going to tell you. Be the 100th caller now. Get a shot at the money. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
He's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what? No f***ing ZD now?
Hey, Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I can't live without.
Right.
I'm in love.
Oh.
But I sure
damn. Do I love me my grand funk?
Man, I do too. This is a good song.
I'm just going to call 100. A lot of show to get to today. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes. Call 100.
Right. You sure are. What's your name, my friend?
Don Souls.
Where you from?
Claymont, Delaware.
All right, Delaware. Here you go. You got the Blockbuster Game Freedom Pass.
Okay.
Means you get to go to Blockbuster and get a game every day for 30 days, and you have 5 free DVD rentals. That is courtesy of Blockbuster Video.
Great.
We love Blockbuster. Great sponsor. We thank them. Now you're going to play for $1,000, the celebrity burp, the burp number 3. He is a man's man.
Man's man.
He has a lion's mane of hair.
Wow.
And
can I ask how long the hair is?
No. Well, Mike, I think lion's mane.
I understand. Lion's mane, but it could be shoulder length. It could be a mullet. Exactly.
He is a long hair.
A long hair.
Okay. He's a long hair.
Yeah.
You're playing for $1,000. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Tim McWilliams.
Hey! That'll be nice.
Good for you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Don't make it personal.
All right.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Thanks. Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Hold on, where is it? Hold on, the burp. Oh, no. The burp. Oh, I got it.
Here we go.
Need the music, though. Ah, here's the burp. There's the burp, and there's the... Okay. There's the think music. Once again, remember, he's long hair. He's a man's man.
Running with the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
For $1,000, who is that?
I'm going to take, I guess, a stab at it and say Fabio.
Fabio?
That's a good guess.
Main up here. Fabio is an outstanding guest.
Oh, weird song.
Yeah, really. And I will tell you that Fabio was one of the people that was on the list.
That's great. Yeah, I thought the guy might have it when he said that.
That we tried to get to be the...
Almost gave him $1,000.
All right, my friend. Thank you. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you. Well,
wow, that was a great guest. Came out of nowhere.
You know, guy blew our cover a little while ago. I mentioned we were going to be having a Baby Molly segment on the show soon. And it was announced yesterday in the newspaper here
right
in D.C., and Buzz had it on his news show that Redskins owner Dan Snyder is having a baby.
Baby Danny.
And, yeah, it's a baby boy.
Right.
And I believe that it's one of them deals where they take his junk and her junk, and they get a turkey baster.
Yeah, and they put it in another woman.
They put it in another woman.
Right, right.
And
that woman is Diane Cannon.
And now, Mike, via satellite, we're going to be able to speak...
To Baby Danny?
To Baby Danny.
That's great. Let's see. We've got... Oh, there's the picture of the surrogate mother, and I see the microphone set up right up against her tummy, and if we try now, I believe...
Hello?
Hello, is this Baby Danny?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and we're talking to you live on the radio. Isn't that exciting, Baby Danny?
Not as exciting as being the unborn son of the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Oh, Baby Danny, he is a very powerful man. You must be very excited about coming into the world and being the heir to the Redskins empire.
I'm already bigger than he is.
Yeah, you are? That's incredible. He is not a big man, so you haven't inherited his size, because I would think if you inherited his genes, you'd be tinier than the average fetus.
I have most of my mom's genes.
Oh, really?
You know what I like, though?
What do you like, Baby Danny?
I like being inside the other woman.
Oh, you do? You like being inside there. What is so wonderful about being inside this stranger?
I don't have to hear my mommy and daddy talking. For instance, when... My mommy and daddy, Dan Snyder and Mrs. Snyder.
Yeah, yeah, Baby Danny.
When they get together with a woman whose stomach I'm in.
Right.
I hear them talk.
Uh-huh.
And I hear Dan say, "Who's the greatest owner in the NFL?"
Oh, you mean he's got a bit of an ego? Is that right?
And then my mommy has to say, "Dan Snyder."
Oh, I didn't know it was like that. Wow. Did they ever fight, Baby Danny? Have you ever heard them fight?
They fight all the time. And I'll tell you what I heard them fight about the last night.
What do they fight about, Baby Danny?
I heard Daddy come in the room and said, "Hey, bitch."
Oh, no.
"Where are my elevator shoes?"
Oh, no. Wow. Did your daddy wear elevator shoes, Baby Danny?
Yeah.
All of his shoes, elevator shoes?
Big ones.
Even sneakers?
Even his slippers.
How about his sandals?
Yes. One of those sandals that Rob wears?
Yeah, the Birkenstock. He's got elevator Birkenstock.
I'm in Birkenstock.
That's incredible. What other things make your daddy unique, Baby Danny? Are there things that you could, some insight that you could give us about your daddy behind the scenes?
I can only tell you what I've heard other people say about him.
Right.
I've never really met him.
Right. You've never met him. You haven't come out in the world yet.
I'm in another woman's stomach.
All you can do is really hear him, right? Talk about his elevator sandals.
I've heard people. Let me think of the names of the people.
Yeah, maybe you could list the names of people that he's talked good about, and maybe the names of people he really doesn't like. Has he ever, by any chance, mentioned Don or Mike when he's talking?
Oh, he hates you guys.
Oh, he does, really?
I heard him tell Mommy that one time he had to come on the show?
Yeah, he came on the show when he announced the Redskins deal, yeah.
It was the one move in his life that he regrets. He
had, really? I had no idea.
No regrets in life. But what really makes him mad
yeah.
is that all of the players listen to the show.
Oh, and they laugh at him when they hear Don and Mike make fun of him?
They all laugh.
Oh.
They heard when you do the... Did you used to do an impression of Dan Snyder?
Yeah, I did, and it was not very flattering. I guess he was probably pretty upset about that.
They all laughed at him.
What do the players think of Dan Snyder? I know that, the surrogate mom has walked through the training camp a couple of times. What do the players say about Dan Snyder?
It's a hard word. I don't know if I understand it.
Well, why don't you give us the word as best you can, and we'll try to help you with it.
They don't respect.
Respect him.
Because what they said was, and I don't remember which player it was.
Right.
It might have been Daryl Green.
The legendary Daryl Green?
Or maybe it was Stephen Davis.
Really?
Or maybe it was that nice man who rubbed the tummy of the woman I'm in. I don't call her mommy.
Who's that? Who rubbed the mommy's tummy?
Mr. Coach Steve.
Oh, Steve Spurrier rubbed your mommy's tummy.
Coach Steve rubbed my mommy's tummy.
Did you just rub the tummy?
That's all I felt.
I
all I know is that it got real bumpy for a while after that. I felt like it was in a washing machine.
Oh, no, I don't think we want to go there. I mean,
I heard Coach Steve say that my daddy is a little rich prick.
Oh, really?
He thinks he can buy his way into the championship.
This isn't really baby Stevie, is it? This is baby Danny, right?
No, this is baby Danny.
That's a good thing to know.
It was my daddy's love and my mommy's love that was put into a turkey baster. And then they took this bitch that I'm inside right now. And what they did was they spread her wide open.
Oh, wow.
And they just kind of drifted down.
And now we have you. Now we're talking to you, which I think is wonderful. What size suits does your daddy wear?
Size 0.
Wow.
I have another question for you, Mike.
Yes, what's another question? Go ahead.
This is something else that Coach Steve said about my dad.
What did he say about Daddy Danny?
What is a Napoleon complex?
Napoleon complex, baby Danny, is normally when a man who is very, very small compensates for his size by bossing people around.
Oh.
It's called a Napoleon complex, named after the French general Napoleon, who was a very tiny man and was a man that bossed all his troops around.
Oh, and the other thing that I hear my daddy say a lot.
What's that, baby Danny?
How come we haven't sold the effing club level out yet?
Oh, yeah, he's upset about that. Well, maybe because he's... Have you ever thought about when you get born, you can tell daddy that he's charging way too much for that?
Daddy told me... My daddy sometimes reads me stories. He sits right down at my mother's, the SM.
Don't put an and in between that.
He doesn't even have to sit down to be at belly level.
No, he just stands up and his eyes come right up to her navel, right?
And he reads me stories sometimes.
Right.
One of the stories he read me was about the bad fans who didn't sell out the club section at FedEx Field.
So he's mad at the fans for not selling out.
And you know what happens to the Redskins fans who don't pay the exorbitant fees?
What happens?
They all go to somewhere called hell.
Oh, they go to hell. Is that what your daddy said?
And then my daddy says to put out the fire.
Yeah.
Because they're down there in hell with the devil.
Right.
That he will take a tinkle on them.
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
On their grave.
That's really not nice. Is your daddy planning on charging for anything new this year? Will there be any new charges that one might be able to find out at the Redskins games?
I will tell you a bit of secret information.
We always want to get secret information, baby Danny. That's wonderful.
What my daddy wants to do is take the Redskins stadium, FedEx Field.
Right.
And he wants to put a dome on top of it.
He wants to put a dome, cover it over.
He's going to tell people that he's doing that so that the Redskins could host a Super Bowl.
Right.
But really, he's doing that Because then he can control the oxygen.
Oh, really?
He will charge people to breathe wow. when they come into the stadium.
A breathing charge. That's incredible. I've never heard of that anywhere in the NFL. Well, thank you for that insight on that secret charge that we're going to be facing.
Also this year at the stadium, there's going to be a coin slot by the water fountain.
Oh, really? So he's going to charge for the water?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Whenever you go to the bathroom,
yeah?
There's a $6 flushing fee.
A flushing fee. Well, at least he's not charging by the stool. That's a very good thing. Well, you know, now we know all those new secret charges, baby Danny.
And in a house I'm going to live in?
Yes.
I'm going to live in a house my mom and dad live in.
Yeah, the big mansion.
No, it's a Barbie dream house.
Oh, it's a Barbie dream house, yes, because he's so small.
Yeah.
He's so tiny.
That's right.
Does he still drive Matchbox cars? Hey, baby Danny, like that one. Yeah. That was a nice laugh there. Yeah, driving to work in Matchbox cars. Yeah, and is his private plane still an airplane model?
That's too big for him,
yeah, that is too big. It's got to be one of those little, it's a corgi plane. a little corgi plane that he flies to work in.
He drives his little corgi Batmobile
right.
and his little corgi James Bond car.
Wow. How's Daddy doing? Does he still get attacked by robins in the front yard?
Oh, the other day, a squirrel picked him up
oh, no.
and carried him around the front yard.
He must have been very traumatized.
Daddy was screaming.
Oh, wow.
Help me! Help me! God damn it! I'm Dan Snyder! I can't be carried away by a squirrel!
I'm so glad the squirrel let him go. Any more near drowning incidents out at Redskins Park in the sink? Everything okay with that? Everything going okay for the little man?
One other thing I've heard. Everybody that I hear
yeah?
says my dad's belt buckle is gay.
Really?
And he has a real saggy red skin.
Almost as big as he is, and it weights him down. It's difficult for him to keep his back straight.
Coach Steve said that when they were at the press conference,
yeah,
that my daddy had to stand on 17 phone books just to make it up to the podium.
I understand. He's not a big man. He is not a big man at all, baby daddy.
And then, Coach Steve, I don't know. He did something with my FM. What is a French kiss?
That means when you put a tongue in a woman's mouth, baby Danny. It's a sign of affection. Real, real affection. A normal kiss, you know, that you would give to a friend or, you know, to your mom would be, a closed mouth kiss. But when you slip somebody the tongue, as it were, that means you're getting really friendly.
I don't know which one of them said it, but one of them said, French me.
French me.
French me.
That's probably Steve.
And
probably Coach Steve.
Was rubbing my FM's belly.
Well, Baby Danny, can you give us a little insight as to how many games the Redskins are going to win this year, by any chance?
My daddy said.
Yes, little Danny Snyder said.
That the Redskins will win all their games.
Well, he says that every year.
They will go to the Super Bowl.
Do you believe him?
No. No. I've heard other people tell my daddy that the Redskins will suck ass this year.
Ah, that's true. How about our other big city, the Philadelphia Eagles? How well are they going to do this year, baby Danny?
Very well, but I want to tell you something that I heard.
What's that?
Somebody from the Eagles, a very nice man, Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, yes, quarterback for the Eagles.
He came down to see me and was rubbing my FM's belly. Oh, and he Frenched my FM, too.
Wow, I didn't know your surrogate mom has been around so much.
And while he was rubbing my belly, he said that a man named Andy Reid...
Coach Reid, yes.
...was going to have a fatal heart attack during training camp.
Oh, I hope not.
Because he's so big and fat.
Has Coach Andy Reid ever met Dan Snyder of the Redskins, baby Danny?
He stepped on him once.
Oh, dear. Oh. It was a tragic. He was in traction for a good long time.
He stepped on him.
Well, baby Danny, we wish you the very best of luck. You're wonderful to talk to, and I know you're coming into quite a tough world being the son of little Danny Snyder.
I don't want that. I know I'm going to have a lifetime of being tiny and spoiled.
Right.
And boys are going to want to beat me up.
How are you going going to compensate for that when you get older, baby Danny? Do you have any long-range plans?
I have two ways I can go.
Okay, which way do you think you're going to go?
I could go the way my daddy wants me
right.
to,
uh-huh.
which is to follow in his footsteps.
Sure, and be a, you know, captain of industry and own a
franchise.
Bad chance for that, right?
I'm going to be a male prostitute.
Oh, my goodness. And everything that goes along with it?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Uncle Mike?
Yes, baby Danny.
Have you bought your Trump seats for my birth yet?
Yes, I have. Is it
Have you bought your Trump seats for my birth?
Oh, no, I haven't bought the club seats.
Did you know that? My daddy is going to have my surrogate mother give birth at the 50-yard line.
Oh, how exciting is that?
And he's going to sell tickets.
Will it be on the Jumbotron?
Only if you pay. Oh.